His father leaned back in his chair, considered Sean with the tug of a smile playing at the corners of his mouth. Come on, enlighten me. Sean felt his face redden a bit. Hey, no, I'm just, please. Sean felt foolish. It was amazing how fast his father could do that, make him feel as if what would pass as a normal set of observations with most of the people Sean knew was, in his father's eyes, the little boy Sean had been trying to act grown up and merely succeeding at sounding pompous instead. Give me a little credit. I think I know a bit about people and crime. It's, you know, my job. So you think Dave could have butchered a 19-year-old girl, Sean? Dave, who you used to play with in the backyard. That kid. I think anyone's capable of anything. So I could have done it. His father put a hand to his chest. Or your mother? No. Better check her alibis. I didn't say that. Jesus. Sure you did. You said anyone was capable of anything. Within reason? Oh, his father said loudly. Well, I didn't hear that part. He was doing it again, wrapping Sean up in knots, playing him like Sean played suspects in the box. No wonder Sean was so good at interrogation. He'd learned from a master. They sat in silence for a bit, and eventually his father said, Hey, maybe you're right. Sean looked at him, waited for the punchline. Maybe Dave could have done what you think. I don't know. I'm just remembering the kid. I don't know the man. Sean tried to see himself through his father's eyes then. He wondered if that's what his father saw, the kid, not the man, when he looked at his son. Probably hard to do otherwise. He remembered the way his uncles used to talk about his father, the youngest brother in a family of 12 who'd emigrated from Ireland when his father was 5. The old Bill, they'd say, referring to the Bill Devine who'd existed before Sean was born. The scrapper. Only now could Sean hear their voices and feel the hint of patronization an older generation feels for a younger. Most of Sean's uncles having a good 12 or 15 years on their baby brother. They were all dead now. All 11 of his father's brothers and sisters. And here was the baby of the family, closing in on 75 and holed up here in the suburbs by a golf course he'd never use. The last one left, and yet still the youngest. Always the youngest. Squaring off at all times against even the whiff of condescension from anyone, particularly his son. Blocking out the whole world if he had to before he'd endure that or even the perception of it, because all those who'd had the right to behave that way toward him had long since passed from the earth. His father glanced at Sean's beer and tossed some singles onto the table for a tip. You're about done, he said.